I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our gospel reading is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 21 to 28. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world, but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom."
So last night, I was binge-watching on this Netflix original called Pose. Sino pong yung Pose? I was binge-watching kasi I've been hearing a lot about it, and it's the first of its kind na it's the largest cast of transgender women in any single series in the U.S. Or siguro in the world, no? And you really find the many struggles of LGBT individuals in the 1980s and the 1990s. Some of them still are manifesting today because the society is still sick of being mabigat, no? Heteronormative, where there's a man and a woman and the man rules over the body of a woman. Diba? But while we were watching, I was shown a video of one of the cast members, si MJ Rodriguez, and she was singing "Deliver." Apparently, nag-viral yung kanyang song na, "Would you like to sing it?" Inulit-ulit lang niya yung "Deliver." So no, hindi na nawala sa isip ko. And so my preaching will be about deliver. It's about how we deliver. Sorry po sa animation, may animation pa po yan. It's about how we deliver the good news in our lives, okay? Next slide, please. So, unahin ko na po sa lahat, ano ba yung IFI na yan? Anong kaguluhan ito? Bakit may Aglipayan Church dito? We are a congregation of, that part needs editing, new men and women, in and liberated by the teachings of Christ, dedicated to the worship of God in spirit and truth, nourished and sustained sa Eucharist o pag-worship, and commissioned as witnesses of God's love in the world. I say this because MCC and IFI are both what I call prophetic. It's not originally mine, but I would like to claim that we are both prophetic churches. Next slide. When we are prophetic churches, what I mean is we are churches that exist because there is a vision. No. For us in the IFI, the vision was, in the beginning, how we could be free from Spanish rule. And then, in the 1990s, sabi namin, ay wait lang, wala na dapat colonialism ngayon. Pero merong post-colonialism. So, ang nangyari was, ang hinahanap na ngayon is freedom from all forms of external intervention, all forms of slavery, all forms of inequality in the world. And MCC enters because it is about inequality as well. It's about inequity. It is about people not being equal in society as they should be, being born automatically makes you a person. And as a person, you enjoy the gift of dignity that is from God. And we do not give that, okay? So that's why these churches exist, because there is a vision. There is a need to affirm na lahat tayo ay tao at wala dapat hindi pagkakapantay-pantay. Hindi dapat naghihirap ang isang transgender woman dahil transgender siya. Hindi dapat naghihirap ang isang tao dahil mahirap siya ever since. Hindi dapat naghihirap ang magsasaka. And so there's where I see a common ground. Next, please. Ayan, di ba? Pero I am here because we also have a... May animation pa po yan. Go. We have a statement which is our common humanity, our shared dignity. It was signed by the Supreme Council of Bishops in February 7, 2017. So nagkaroon po kami ng hashtag, akala lang, ayan, hashtag Simbahang Malaya. So we were saying, a church that is free, frees. Diba? And so we all should be free from stigma, from discrimination, from the kind of mistreatment we get from other people just because we do not fit the norm. Next. A simple ano lang po ito, no? It's made changes in the church. Sige lang po, marami po yan. Na kailangan ang Biblia ay basahin mo revolutionarily. Dapat ito ay basahin mo ulit at basahin mo siya without the lens ng mga lalaking nag-translate o ng mga straight people or people who say they are straight and are so afraid of people who do not fit the norm, di ba? Of God as Father, of the priest being dapat straight guy, of everything like that. Tapos yung articulation namin is LGBTIQ+, so kailangan daw lahat kasama, at SOGI na may double S kasi sex ay kasama, so that we also cover people who do not fit doon sa male-female born, di ba? Intersex, yes. Sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression. Next. Tapos, syempre may acknowledging tone siya. You exist, we exist, and the church has been wrong. So it says sorry. And finally, meron siyang context. Ang ibig sabihin, kinukuha niya yung konteksto niya doon sa konteksto ng lahat ng paghihirap na naging kaparte ang buong simbahan. Slavery. Diba? Ang slavery, racism, ang pagpapahirap sa babae, lahat ito ay naging sanctioned ng simbahan at one point in history. Next. Yan. So I come from this church, the National Cathedral of the Iglesia Filipina Independiente, sa harap ng PGH. It was not easy. Hindi po naging madali para sa amin na i-release itong statement na ito. Kasi even the National Cathedral had that black cloth. It was quite notorious. Hindi ko na kinunan yung sa taas because pagdating ng Semana Santa, laging yan dati ang ginagamit. At ang nakalagay doon ay bawal ang pakikiapid sa kapwa lalaki o kapwa babae. Tatlong taon ko pong nilabangan yan. And finally, they tore it down and they replaced it with just a black cloth. Diba? But it's also, it was ironic kasi it was also the church where we held the first LGBT-affirming service within IFI. So there were many things happening, no? But how... In all those paghihirap, you know, I've been through a lot of conflicts with people who did not know how to react to such a statement that was iba sa kanila or iba doon sa readily available na mensahe ng Biblia natin, clubber verses, di ba? These are quite literally, no? Pag sinabi mong bawal ang pakikiapid, patayin mo, di ba? Napaka-literal ng mga bagay na yon para sa Biblia. And for people to see this statement, some of them would see na it is blasphemous. It is not really Christian. But for us, there was always, sometimes people ask you, no, what keeps you going? What keeps you going? It's so difficult. What keeps MCC going siguro? And I always say that what keeps me going is vision pa rin, no? The thing that keeps MCC going and the Aglipayan Church going and us human rights defenders going is that vision. To be fair, no, kahit mamatay kami, kahit anong mangyari, even if the state endangers people who are of dissent, who are opposing mainstream, lagi kaming naninindigan doon sa vision. And again, I'm not trying to pretend to be a theologian, so meron ako diyang mga practical tips on how to go on. As people in MCC, this community church, we are already in protest. No? This place is a place of protest. It exists as a protest to the world. To the world that has been so obsessed with norm. Ayaw na ayaw niya ng iba. Pero nandito tayo para ipakita na, you know what? Sabihin nyo man sa amin na hindi kami dapat nag-exist. We are existing. Sabihin nyo man sa amin na masasama kaming tao, we praise God. Sabihin nyo man sa amin na kami ay mga taong walang nagmamahal, we have each other. No? And that is our protest. That is the protest we carry. Mga kapatid, susimulan ko na po. The first thing I always remember is that I should pay it forward. In my faith, I've gone a long way. I've been lost. I've lost faith. I've been a wandering sheep. Nawala po ako. Pero somehow I found myself back in God's arms. And every time I say I came back, I am affirmed. Malaking parte ng pagkawala ko is yung paghahanap ko rin ng kung sino ba ako. Kasi, siyempre, anak ka ng pare. Yung tatay mo ay nasa listahan ng mga mag-oobispo daw. Paano niya i-handle ang isang LGBT na anak? Paano siya iboboto ng mga tao? Paano siya paniniwalaan ng mga tao kung ang anak niya ay ganito, ay ganyan? Pero natuto akong maniwala sa pagmamahal ng Panginoon, sa kanyang embrace. And, you know, some evangelical traditions will go on and say, you know what, God loves you. But in the traditions we come from, we say, God loves us, therefore we love. No. And so whenever we receive affirmation, we should also pay it forward. No. We are people of love. We should not lose that love in us. We should say, Panginoon, dahil mahal mo ako, gagawa ko ng mabuti ngayon. Panginoon, dahil mahal mo ako, papakita ko sa isang kapatid kong LGBT na mahal din siya, mahal mo din siya. Hindi mo siya tinatalikuran. Talikuran man siya ng pamilya niya. Hindi Panginoon, hindi ka nawawala sa buhay niya. Hindi nag-aantay ka lamang ng panahon kung kailan may encounter ka niyang muli. So that's the first thing I do, no? Pay it forward. The second thing, next po. The second thing I do is police myself. No? Na, alam niyo po ito, no? alam din po natin lahat 'yon. No? So she is Angela Ponce, the first transgender woman to ever compete at Miss Universe. Someone said, crossdresser yan, ayaw yan ni God. You know, the transgender woman, the transgender man, they have become the boiling point of Filipino culture. Okay naman sa Panginoon ng bakla, pero kung ikaw ay nagdamit babae, iba na. May ganun pong, in our church, I encounter this thing, and it's not supposed to be. I mean, to me, as a member of the LGBT community, we should be more accepting of each other. We should be more affirming doon sa fact that God is endlessly creative. No, the Bible was written when? And now God is more creative, and God has created people of different gender identities and expressions. And God will continue creating because hindi natin siya maikakahon. God is of unlimited creativity, and we as people should be more at awe and more excited than we are afraid, diba? Sabi nga ni Angela Ponce, no? The fact lang po na ako ay visible dito, hindi ko na kailangan manalo ng Miss Universe. I am here and I am seen, diba? And we should be, ang sinabi pa niya is, our existence should be to enrich one another and not to clobber each other until we're dead, diba? Diba? In the Philippines, napakarami pong nag-comment against her. And of all the countries, since 2008, tayo po yung may pinakamaraming three men against transgender women. No. And look at that. A lot of those are powerhouse countries ng beauty pageants. Diba? Napaka-arte pala natin. And that's why the Tinder logo is there, my friends, is because it is something that reminds people about microaggression. No. Yung types mo, minsan pinopost mo. okay lang naman sa akin yung, sige, type mo yung sapiosexual, di ba? Type mo daw yung matalino, okay? Pero, hindi ko type yung ganito. Yung kailangan mo pang sabihin na hindi mo type yung ganito is, my God. or why don't you just swipe, and not say your types, di ba? It's less reminding of people na, oh, guys, we are actually in boxes. And this is the box I picked, di ba? Ayan pa, napakarami pa. Even in the LGBT community po, sakit natin ito. Microaggression, no femmes, di ba? So, sino ang babae sa inyo? Di ba? We should stop all these things from happening and from happening in our lives with us speaking, okay? So, let us be mindful. Let us police ourselves. Kasi we have to walk the talk next. And correct. Siyempre, there are many things in the world we have to correct. Some of them are some visible leaders, icons, no? Alam po natin. Now, there are some people that we need to correct. And when we need to correct them, we should call them out, especially if they are people in power, no? Because people in power are people of influence. And when they are people of influence and they say things, sometimes they become policy or worldview, di ba? Next. Ang sinasabi din po dito, no? Ayan. Sa Philippine Supreme Court, alam naman po natin na hindi pa rin nagpa-prosper masyado yung same-sex or marriage equality na agenda. Sa Bangsamoro, may mga LGBT na natatakot na baka pag na-uphold ang Sharia law, magiging para siyang Aceh Indonesia. Diba? Where flogging can happen to you just because they suspect you are doing it. Diba? Out of the 100 na businesses, wala daw pong merong SOGI-affirming policies. Diba? Alam niyo po ito. So, maaring sa mga lugar kung saan tayo nagtatrabaho, wala pa pong completely SOGI-affirming policy na nagaganap. Okay? Next. Tapos yan, in the workplaces, tayo ay tampulan ng tukso. Tayo ay parte ng kultura ng sexual harassment. And sometimes we do not talk about it. And we have to correct. We have to talk about it. We have to share it. We have to be very vigilant against it. And we have to make sure din na tayo din naman ay hindi tayo nagiging offender. And we do not feed into the cycle, di ba? Because a crime is a crime, no? A crime is a crime. And we should, whenever a crime happens na involved ang isang LGBT person, sometimes we do not talk, di ba? Pero when people say, ayan, bakla kasi yan. Tayo, quiet lang tayo. Pero dapat ang sinasabi natin is, you know what? People are bad people not because they are gay. People are bad people because they make bad choices, and they are bad people because they are bad people. No? Huwag nating isasama sa isang kahon, lahat ng tao na LGBT at lahat tayo ay mga offenders, sexual offenders. No, we cannot make that happen. We should correct that culture. Diba? Next. Siyempre, importante po ito. Mga musta tayo. Next. Yan. You know, when this happened, this was the National LGBT Conference in Cebu. And this is Norven. Siya ang Vice President ng Diocese of Cebu ng IFI. When I saw her, she was sporting that hair. And she had long hair. And then I told her, Be, anong nangyari sa'yo? Nay, kuya, yung employer ko po, pinakat yung hair ko. See? And I said, make sure na kung meron kang magagawa dyan, gawin mo, if you feel uncomfortable sa mga papagawa pa nila sa'yo in the future, siguro final. It's actually hard to say that kasi people do not get equal opportunities, no? It's very hard to say. Masakit sa puso. Pero I am proud of her because she left. She left that job and she is now a proud transgender woman. See, she's back in Mindanao, and she knows her identity. She finally identifies, and she finally says, "Kuya, ayoko nang maulit yon sa akin." Dahil kinamusta mo lang yung tao na kapagbigay ka ng suggestion mo, kailangan din nating kumustahin ng isa't isa kasi we have double the suicide ideation than all others. Lalo na po sa, well, this is about same-sex attracted Filipino men, no? So gays and bisexual men. Yan po yung research na yan. Pero ang sinasabi po ng UN, mas mataas ang incidence natin ng depression, mas mataas ang incidence natin as LGBT ng gutom, ng kahirapan at ng kawalang trabaho. So please continue to say kumusta to your LGBT friends. Because some of them may be victims of the system already. And the only thing that's making them hang on is the hope of a friend saying, kumusta ka? Okay? Next. Yan. Ito. That we do not hate first. Sometimes people just do not understand what we're fighting for. No? And so that exposes us to two things, no? That first, we do not hate, and that second, we educate. No? There are some people who are way beyond not hating because they've done it all over again. They've done something really great to us. Pero when these are people who are just ignorant, the answer to ignorance is not hate. The answer to ignorance is education. See? So we have to educate them, continue educating them. Because in the context I've been to, this was the former Obispo Maximo of the church. When these people are invited to help you out, they will help you out. When these people are educated, they feel more comfortable to express themselves. They feel more comfortable in doing things that are LGBT affirming. For example, itong prayer na ito. Meron yung mga prayer Ilocano, Ibanag, tsaka Tagalog. These were made by young people namin sa Isabela province. It was their first time to be in an LGBT IQ+ workshop. And towards the end, they were able to make more powerful prayers because they knew. So where we are, we must have space to not hate first. No? Because again, the ministry of Jesus Christ was a ministry of reconciliation and love. It was a ministry of compassion. So let us understand first and let us not hate. Importante rin na we are in affirming communities, no? Next, sige po. Because sometimes we are tired. Activists, they say in some researches, are 2 times more depressed than the regular person. So kung ikaw ay mulat, 2 times kang mas madedepressed daw. So LGBT ka na nga, LGBT ka na nga, aktivista ka pa. So 4 times ka pa more exposed, di ba? Anyway, you have to be in affirming communities because you as a social being then need to be yourself. You need to relax. You need to be in a place where they pat your back and say, you're doing a great job. Di ba? Who's not tired of being LGBT? You know? Sometimes I'm so tired of being LGBT, but I can't do anything about it because I am LGBT. And no matter what I do, I pray to God. I did. At one point in my life, I tried to pray the gay away. Di ba? Tried to pray the gay away. Buong college life ko, wala akong kajowa-jowa. After college, wala pa rin akong jowa. Kasi everything was about praying the gay away and being normal and packaging myself more normal to get a job and to be accepted in a professional world because I was so afraid of being gay. See? But I cannot pray the gay away. See? And so you need people who will be there for you when you need comfort. Diba? You need communities that will tell you hindi ka nag-iisa. You need communities like MCC. So ang encouragement ko po sa inyong lahat ay patuloy po tayong magpunta sa mga communities na ito kasi our souls need this. Our souls need this. We need places we can call home. We need places that we can say are safe for us. Kita nyo naman, ang dami nating mechanics, di ba? Don't take photos, don't take... All these are because we want to be a safe community for everybody. And even my church, 2 years after, we haven't reached that kind of sophistication in terms of creating safe spaces. People will still be offensive. Preachers will continue to say gay jokes and not be worried about it and not think twice about it and laugh about it. And then when you as an LGBT person hear it, you are hurt, but still you don't know how to react. Ganun po yung nangyayari sa simbahan namin. So, MCC exists because of those downtimes when you're so down and you need a place to say, Lord, ang bigat nun ah. Lord, medyo heavy blow yun. Baka pwede mo naman akong bigyan ng isang area for comfort. And we have safe spaces. And syempre, hindi ko naman sinasabi na MCC lang po iyon. We are all encouraged to create safe spaces everywhere. We are all encouraged to be safe spaces ourselves. Diba? Next. Yeah. This is mabigat because we bear our own, diba? You have to bear your cross now to be a follower of Christ. Ang sinabi po noong 2019 hashtag Resist Together Pride March is that pride needs to be about the most vulnerable among us. Has it been? Well, some will debate that, no? But we have to always and constantly rediscover na kung tayo ay may pamasahe papapunta dito, may iba sa atin na hindi nakakapamasahe, may iba sa atin na hindi na makakapagsalita kasi patay na sila. May iba sa atin na hindi nakuha yung comfort na kailangan nila. May iba sa atin na merong mga hinanaing, mga sakit na hindi na nila nabigyan pa ng pansin kasi they were so busy hiding themselves or they were so busy just accepting themselves as that, di ba? Anyway, God, kasalanan naman talaga maging bakla kaya why don't you just take me? We can laugh about it here, but in many contexts outside this place, it happens. And sometimes it doesn't happen in churches. You don't see it in churches because churches are usually middle class. Diba? And there is a saying in advocacy work na to activate the broadest number. And when I say activate the broadest number, it means touching the most you can. And so you have to see your struggle as part of a bigger struggle, di ba? Hindi dahil bakla ka, hindi ka na kasangkot sa issue ng iba. Kailangan mong makita yung sarili mo bilang kasangkot doon sa mas malaking issue pa ng abundant life, di ba? John 10:10 says, we are all created, in this world, we are given Jesus Christ to help us find abundant life. And we are not being given abundant life at the moment, di ba? There is no abundant life for many of us, transgender women. It's disproportionately more harmful to be a transgender woman in societies. Dahil walang care for them. It's disproportionately more violent for transgender people in general. Kasi tayo man bilang mga LGBT, mas naniniwala pa rin tayo doon sa babae lalaki. Where do other people fit in that picture, diba? And so, you have to see yourself, even if you are in a comfortable life, bearing a cross for someone else. See? Talking about the lives of someone else. Because in reality, we should be listening to people, just as Jesus listened to people. And we should be identifying with those struggles. Diba? Sometimes we say the LGBT struggle is a struggle on its own. I don't believe that. The LGBT struggle is a struggle against patriarchy. And patriarchy is a sickness not only sa isang mundo na gusto ng equality for LGBT people, but it is also a sickness in a world that needs equality for women, that needs equality for the poor, that needs equality for people who are stateless, di ba? Patriarchy, yung tinatawag natin na the instinct to act like a man. It's dangerous, patriarchy, kasi someone has to rule. See? Someone has to rule. Someone has to dominate. And in this world, I don't think that there should be anything more dominant than our celebration of each other and our many varied differences and gifts. Next po, sorry, ano tayo dun? So, this is what I'm saying, no? In Resist Together, meron tayong mga pa-tagline noon, di ba? One was, pride is community, pride is solidarity in action, and then something like, pride is rooted in protest, it means fight back. Sige po, may animation pa yan. For me, we should not be fighting back. We should not be provoked to fight. We should keep fighting. Diba? Hindi naman dahil ininsulto ka lang, kaya ka lalaban. So pag hindi ka ininsulto, hindi na nag-exist yung inequality laban sa'yo. Diba? We should be bearers of the fight. And we don't have to be just fighting back. We have to be fighting. Diba? So that was, tapos na ako sa criticism ko ng Resist Together. Pero that's a message I would like to send to everyone, no? That we should not be fighting back. We should be fighting. There should be no provocation to make us accountable to fight for ourselves and our dignity and rights. We should fight because we were created to be just like everybody else. To have the same dignity and also have the same rights. And to be able to celebrate ourselves in that world and dream in that world and aspire in that world. Actually, wrong grammar, no? Make it personal. I want to remind you all to make it personal. Meron tayo yung advocacy work tinatawag na saturation point, no? Na pagka masyado nang malaki yung bilang, wala nang impact yan. So, if you say, oh, 73,000 people went to ano and did this and that, there will be no impact, apparently, no? Therefore, you have to take your fight in your own context. And you should be the narrative. Diba? Kung LGBT ka, meron kang struggles. I know you have a struggle. You should keep fighting against that struggle. There is a time when you are a victim, and it's different when you are suffering, and it's different when you are struggling. So please take a struggle instead of a suffering. Diba? Let us struggle. Bear the cross nga, diba? Let's not watch the cross. Let us bear the cross. That is a struggle. Okay? And I want us to take it to all the many different levels we can. Say, for example, in our interaction with each other, tapusin na natin yung microaggression. Tapusin na natin yung pagsasabi na, ah, bakla lang naman tayo, wala tayong magagawa. Tapusin na natin yung pagsasabi na, eh, wala naman yan sa batas eh. Kasi ang batas, pwede mong labanan. Pwede natin... Well, syempre, may mga batas tayo na hindi dapat nilalaban kasi tama. Like, sexual harassment, di ba? Yun ay mga bagay na tama. Pero for example, marriage equality, SOGI bill, ito ay mga bagay na dapat natin nilalabanan. Sasabihin nila sa atin, ah, nirerespeto ko naman kayo, ba't natin kailangan ng SOGI bill na yan? Sir. Sir, no, sir. I would like to remind you that people like myself are struggling on a daily basis just because there is no SOGI bill. And you don't have to even go to Congress. You start in your own workspaces. You start by saying, sir, baka pwede tayong magka-policy dito, ma'am. Baka pwede po tayong dito sa barangay magkaroon ng ordinansa na SOGI bill. Kasi sometimes, Leonin said, no, some laws are based on the acceptance of society. See? But you can circumvent whatever it is that is happening or what is perceived to be happening on the ground, on the national level, just by starting sa ground. Grassroots. Meron na ba sa barangay ninyong barangay ordinance bang tawag doon? Tungkol sa SOGI, meron na ba sa town namin? Eh kung wala, eh di doon tayo lumaban hanggang sa lahat ng bayan ay nabigyan natin ng SOGI bill. And then they will have to talk about it. See? In academe, in schools, nagsalita ako one time sa isang state university, and then the vice president for administration came to me and said, well, ang sinabi ko kasi is, naku, kailangan po kasi nating labanan yung mga batas, ang mga laws natin dito sa mga schools na anti-transgender, anti-LGBT, anti-gender expression. And then she came to me and said, sir, actually, medyo mahirap po yun. Matanda kasi. Sir, medyo mahirap po yun. But I keep saying na sometimes we have to be out with the old and in with the new. And being in with the new means shaking the core of these older generations and saying, you know what? Change has to come. And it has to come now. Diba? Change is coming nga, sabi ng... Change is coming how? We make it happen at all levels. See? It can happen in your small circles. It can happen in your Miss Universe viewing party. I don't care. But it has to happen. And you have to be changing lives. And you have to be saving souls in that way. Okay, next. Yeah. Ako kasi nagsimula ako dito. Nung sinusulat namin yung draft statement ng LGBT statement ng IFI, ang una kong sinabi ay, Father, pag nalaman po ba nilang bakla ako, bababa po yung appreciation ng tao sa fact na ako ang nagsulat ng LGBT statement. And Father, who is straight, said, hindi. You should keep talking, you should keep fighting. And when you fight, people will learn to fight with you. So, it all started here. We call it the Baghari Conversations. It's a safe space, our attempt at a safe space, like MCC. Na kung saan we talk about the struggles of LGBT individuals. So, dyan nang galing yung boses ng statement. Next. And when I continue to accept myself as a gay man, somehow it has worked wonders and there became less guilt and more Holy Spirit, I would say, whenever I did tasks related to my work as a Christian and as an ecumenical leader. So this is a statement ng Asian Ecumenical Youth Assembly. It is the first siguro ecumenical statement that has gone as far as to say God creates diversity such as race, sexualities, and abilities. It has something about PLHIV and also something about people not understanding gender and sexuality. Next. And then, syempre, sa amin sa 3KP, finally, bagamat may mga churches sa amin na conservative pa or natalo yung LGBT-affirming spirit sa churches nila, kahit pa paano nailagay namin yung human sexuality as a core advocacy. Next. So what I'm saying is that churches and communities will not be ready until we learn to deliver. Until we learn to deliver the good news that we too are God's creation. And in those 3 years that have been filled with struggle and pain and happiness and victory, nangyari ito, for the first time, we had straight clergy people in the Pride March. We had women and lay leaders joining us in the second Baghari Conversation. And this is something that I always wanna celebrate, the fact that we now have a transgender woman in seminary. People will learn to fight if we learn to fight ourselves. So yun, mga kapatid, mahirap, no? Kaya na sinasabi ko, napakahirap niya. Pero we have to start somewhere. Next. Yan. Yung red lang. The church everywhere, hindi lang ang IFI, must manage to live sa isang mundo na diverse at reconcile. Ibig sabihin, kailangan natin i-accept yung fact that the LGBTIQ+ diversity will not go anywhere and it is part of the magnificence of creation and it is part of the endless creativity of God. Next. So, yun na. Bulang po. Yan. So, nanood nga ako ng post, ano? Nanood ako ng post. Tapos, here is Aphrodite. She went to Bangkok to have a gender-affirming surgery. And she said to someone who was, what's her name again? Electra Abundance. She says, how lucky are we, right? We create ourselves. The United Nations only started talking about sexual orientation in 1995. It's a very young advocacy worldwide. We only started to accept LGBT as advocacy as a human rights advocacy two decades. Diba? Ay, ang women, napakatagal na, diba? Pero because of that, we have a lot of space to create ourselves. We have a lot of space to invest our creativity towards the liberation of our fellows, to improve this world, to be more aligned with the will of God, the creativity of God, and the vision of an abundant life. So yan, mga kapatid, finally, no, if we want to deliver the good news, let us please stay alive. Stay alive in spirit as well, not only physically. Our souls must speak of our advocacy. We must keep the faith. Keep the faith in that vision na lahat tayo one day will live an abundant life no matter our sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression. And let us embody the struggle in our day-to-day lives as we breathe, as we talk, as we think, as we envision, as we dream, as we collaborate with other people. Let us please embody the struggle. Napakahaba pa po ng tatahakin natin. So if you want to deliver the good news, sorry, but we cannot do it alone. We must do it all together, and we must be this all together. So yun po, let us bear our cross. Mahirap, mabigat, pero I'm sorry in advance. It is the only way. It is the only way. If we truly follow in Jesus Christ's struggle and in His vision, it is the only way. So let us motivate one another. Thank you.